From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama has reassured nations in the Asia-Pacific region that the U.S. strategic rebalance will endure for the long term. In a speech in Vientiane, Laos on Tuesday, Mr. Obama said the Asia-Pacific region will become even more important in the century ahead.
America's interest in the Asia-Pacific is not new. It's not a passing fad. It reflects fundamental national interests. And in the United States, across the political spectrum, there's widespread recognition that the Asia-Pacific will become even more important in the century ahead, both to America and to the world.
The president addressed an estimated 1,000 people in the National Cultural Hall. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte expressed regret Tuesday that a vulgar comment he made came across as a personal attack against U.S. President Barack Obama. The White House canceled an Obama meeting with Mr. Duterte. Afghan security forces killed all three gunmen in an overnight siege in Kabul. A government spokesman says six people were wounded in the incident. He said 42 people were rescued unhurt from a residential compound linked to the CARE International Charity in the Sharina area of the capital city. The Turkish military says two of its soldiers have been killed and five wounded in fighting with the Islamic State group in northern Syria. Turkey's Hurriyet Daily News says the fight took place near the town of Al-Rai on the 14th day of a military operation in northern Syria. The paper says soldiers were killed when Islamic State missiles hit two Turkish tanks in the village of Wukuf. It said two members of the Turkey-backed Free Syrian Army were killed and two were wounded during the operation. This is VOA News. UN investigators say the recent resurgence of war in Syria is crushing hopes for peace in that country. Lisa Schlein reports.
The four-member commission finds a marked surge in fighting, with casualties mounting at an alarming rate and civilians unable to flee from daily airstrikes, leaving Syrians in a state of despair. It says the cessation of hostilities agreement in February resulted in a short period of calm, which gave rise to hopes a political settlement to the five-year conflict could be attained. The report, however, says the lull in the fighting gave way to relentless attacks and sieges against civilians by all warring parties, which showed no signs of abating. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
9 weeks from Election Day, the U.S. presidential contest between Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump appears to have narrowed to a virtual dead heat. Speaking to reporters on her plane, Clinton again questioned her opponent's fitness to serve as president.
I think there is so much in his political and public life that deserves to be examined. I am going to concentrate on what will affect the American people. Were he ever to get anywhere near the White House, because as I've said repeatedly, he is unqualified to be president and temperamentally unfit to be commander-in-chief.
Campaigning Tuesday, Donald Trump suggested that Russia's president would love to see a Clinton victory.
Putin looks at Hillary Clinton and he smiles. Boy, would he like to see her. That would be easy. Because just look at her decisions. Look how bad her decisions have been. Virtually every decision she's made has been a loser.
A CNN ORC poll Tuesday showed Trump edging ahead of Clinton by a 45% to 43% margin, while a collection of polls compiled by RealClearPolitics.com gives her about a 3 percentage point lead. The Midwestern U.S. city of Chicago, Illinois, is reeling from a Labor Day holiday violence in which 13 people were shot to death, pushing the homicide rate this year to levels not seen in two decades. The Chicago Police Department told VOA 488 people have been killed this year, mostly by gunfire, a homicide count the nation's third largest city has not experienced since the 1990s. New images of Jupiter's North Pole taken by NASA's Juno space probe show weather and storm activity unlike anything previously seen on any of our solar system's gas giant planets. The images were captured during Juno's first of 36 orbital flybys on August 27th, when the probe was a mere 4,200 kilometers above the planet's clouds. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.